Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Adad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages.
Hello and welcome. Please step inside the Savvy Trailer Series, a new niche of the Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes podcast. Super excited to be here. It's me, Vera, and Natalie.
Yay.
And, you know, with the Savvy Trailer, we're going to be covering a variety of topics, but today's topic, we are talking about traveling on a budget. And as we were doing research on this and all, you know, the main question was, well, what is traveling? What does a budget mean? You know, it can mean something to me versus to Natalie, right? So what is it? What can traveling on a budget mean to a person?
You know, I think the number two things I ask myself when it comes to traveling is what are my values and what do I consider a budget, right? Because we can be basic or we can be balling out, right? Yep. no play on the Netflix, but yes, it's like, where do you stand, right? Yeah. Or are you in between?
Right.
And you traveled a lot.
Yeah, we've both been to a lot of places, and I've actually lived overseas, and it really makes a difference in what country you're at. So I have been in, you know, in China, in France, in this and that, but I lived in Switzerland, and Switzerland is extremely expensive. I did not do my due diligence before I got there deciding that, oh, I have some savings in the bank that'll carry me over. I mean, that lasted me for maybe a month and a half. I was like, whoops, had to very quickly find a job, right?
Yes.
But that was me actually living there. If you're planning to go somewhere, planning is really important, right? And researching what you might be spending, because you can hop around. For example, let's say you're going to do ground travel in the United States. I mean, I think typically you're going to find the prices, unless you're going to all major cities, like you'll find some really good eating options that are not going to be too expensive. But you do ground travel in Switzerland and then hop from Italy to France, you'll notice some extreme differences in what you're going to be paying.
Exactly. And I lived in France as well as Spain and El Salvador. And yes, every country is different. Right now, during a pandemic, people are thinking about traveling locally, going to national parks, going to places that they can bring their whole family, maybe visiting family in other states.
Right.
So it's kind of like, where do you stand in between? And I always think of, what are the biggest things that I need to plan for? So it's food,
right?
It's the location, the gas money, the actual vehicles. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're telling people, come by and check out the Savvy Trailer so you can kind of get an idea what that looks like.
Yeah, because we're talking ground travel here, right? Because if you're flying, that's a whole nother expense. Are you doing, like, how many people are flying? Are you doing coach? Are you doing premium economy? Are you doing business? Whatever.
Right.
Your budget will vary. But you had mentioned that sometimes you and your husband, you like resorts.
Yeah.
But you also like to learn what I like to say, la vie quotidienne, which is like the daily life. Like, how do the locals live? Where do they eat? Where do they go, right?
Yes, a new financial literacy term for y'all. And I love that because my husband, and I think a lot of people like that, we love to immerse ourselves also as much as we can within the locals and support local businesses and just really get to feel more of the culture side, right? So when him and I, when we travel, if we're staying at a resort, we try to do limit a couple days or just enjoy the luxuries that come with that and everything inclusive.
Right.
And then also making, like my husband, he's like known for making friends with all the help. And so we make friends there. And guess what? They recommend us to local spots that most likely most tourists wouldn't go to. And so that means, you know, the best dive bars, the best food, the best, you know, what's local supportive. So that allows us to also stay within our budget and also kind of understand that, you know, prices might vary, but it's easier to keep a track of that when, you know, maybe we're staying at an Airbnb or a local bed and breakfast or, you know, someone's home, right?
Right.
Time sharing, exactly. You know, so it's kind of a little bit of everything. And you've done the same, right? Where you plan ahead.
Right.
And you use actual sites.
Yeah. My husband and I, when we travel or if I travel with girlfriends, we do a lot of planning ahead in terms of like where we're going to stay, why we're staying there. Not so much like the day to day, because we do like to be spontaneous.
Yes.
But like I've used typical sites, booking.com, Airbnb, mostly because I find that there's an ease of what if something happens? You know, I didn't know there was going to be a pandemic. So luckily they offer cancellation or partial cancellation. So that to me is something where I'm willing to pay a little more if I have the freedom of being able to be flexible with my travel dates, right? I'm also most recently started getting into like the whole points hacking, you know, with credit cards. I learned from some friends are just like, use your credit card smart, you know, in the smartest way possible, and you'll see how much you can travel. And I'm sure there's pros and cons to that. So far, there's been lots of pros. So
yeah, the rewards, I mean,
yeah.
Prior to the pandemic, I was just racking up points, right? And I didn't think about that. That's something that is, it's helpful to do now, right? Mm-hmm. And I think hopefully it's allowing people to think differently when they're traveling as opposed to before. Not just the safety measures, but what can they take advantage of right now, right?
Right, exactly.
And going back to kind of what you're saying, the budget, mm-hmm. I think one thing that I always think about is my values hopefully align with my partner's values,
right.
But that isn't always the case. And you want to be spontaneous. So
yeah.
Having, it's kind of like the emergency travel fund.
Yeah, it's
as
true.
Well, because yeah. It happens, your car breaks down, even if it's a rental, or if it's your own car,
yeah.
If you get stranded, or it's happened where we have to stay an extra night at a place
right.
because the flights are canceled or storm is happening.
Or there's a pandemic and suddenly you can't, everything's locked down and you can't do anything, right? So, but if you're listening to this in the future, we are in a pandemic right now. And yeah, all of a sudden I had friends that were stranded in places and you couldn't board a plane because you just know, they said you have to stay here until we figure out what's going on.
Yeah. So having that additional cash, and like you said, maybe you're going to be living somewhere temporarily. I know a lot of people
right.
that are going to other countries right now because they're like, they can work remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding like, well, what does that cost look like to you? Can
right.
you rent out your place while you're gone, a sublease it, or, you know, get renters and
right.
just kind of, there's different ways to be savvy with your money because it allows you to have a little bit more options.
Yeah.
And I think right now, what type of insurance will you need? Right. Cause that's
right.
something, travel insurance, when you're also looking at your credit card, what's covered, what's not.
It's things that are ignored. You don't really pay attention to them because you just assume that everything's going to work out.
Right. And identity mm-hmm. theft is huge when you're traveling. That's when I've more than once it's happened where all of a sudden I saw a, you know, purchase on my credit card. I'm like, what is this? I don't remember this. Especially when the name is completely something
yeah.
I've heard of. And then it turns out, and sometimes it's usually a small little purchase.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, turns out it was one of the vendors I used and kept my information and
right.
somehow
somebody
you know,
got
so
access.
At least you can keep track of that, report that to your credit card and be like, guess what?
Yeah.
I wasn't in that country that day. They managed
exactly.
to charge it after I left.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of little tips like that.
And that's something that you have to plan for as well. A lot of people don't plan a set time or date where they check their credit cards or their bank accounts while traveling. Like, maybe it sounds super intense, but when I get back from, if I'm on an excursion, when I get back to my room, hotel or house swap, whatever I did, I jump on and check to see what transactions went through. Because there also have been instances where if you forget to leave a tip and you leave it open, suddenly you're like, I left a $25 tip. That's happened twice. And I'm just like, I don't mind leaving a tip if it was excellent, but I probably wouldn't leave a $25 tip if I had like, I don't know, a couple of fish tacos, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So just think little things like that, that you start putting it into your daily routine, really help when you're traveling or in everyday life, actually.
Oh my gosh, for sure. And I think back of another real expense that I think as we get older, we start
mm-hmm.
to see this, but if you're getting sick on your trip, right?
Right.
And I think when we're younger, we feel like we're invincible. But I kid you not, on every trip I've had, something happened to me. I got a bug bite, which I'm allergic to spiders, and
my
feet just swell up.
My husband,
pitch.
That happened too.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
you can't walk. So then you have to find the local clinic and see
yeah.
what's affordable that you can't afford, whether you're getting shots or actually
yeah.
having to hospitalize. So planning ahead for those things are really crucial to see what is covered within the country, what's covered that you're going to have
yes.
to pay up front.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I had talked this conversation before. We're like, I don't know if I can always do hostels, depending what country I'm in.
Yeah.
Where I'm kind of past that now. I'm like, no, I need my privacy.
Yeah.
As opposed
I gotta
to
say,
like
I mean, I think like age-wise, I'm beyond the hostel.
Yeah.
It would have to, for me, it would be like an adventure. Like, oh, hey, let's stay in a hostel and I just to see what it, remember what it was like.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I mean, I guess that's the beautiful thing about getting older too. You could be pickier.
Yeah.
I always think of my dad where he's like, he's in the 60s and he's like, yeah, I don't do camping anymore. He's like, or
yep.
either he didn't like it prior. He's like, why am I going to pay to suffer to sleep on the floor?
Sure. Yeah. And that's okay. Right. I mean, like people were down for
it
glamping.
Exactly. So I'm like, I glamp, you know?
Yeah. And that's why I think before you set out to travel, and here we're more so talking about ground travel, understand what traveling on a budget means to you. What is a budget? If you're traveling with people, what does it mean to them?
Yeah.
You know, I've been in situations where we agreed that, you know, we were going to spend X amount per day total. So then everyone knows, okay, this is, you know, you have a communal pot, this is what you spent, et cetera. And then there's other instances where it's like, somebody thought that $500 a night was cool.
Yeah,
per person,
like the
you know?
Opposite.
And
yes.
They're like, ooh, that's not really what I was intending to do.
And so, once again, it's like the value that comes with that. Because some people are like, you know, it's a once in a lifetime to sleep in front of a volcano.
Right.
You're willing to pay the $500. But then someone's like,
yeah,
you know what? The $500 was supposed to last me the whole week.
Right.
So having that awkward conversation mm-hmm. in the beginning, what your daily budget looks like.
Exactly.
And kind of, is this a type of experience vacation,
right,
or just the vacation that you just want to relax
mm-hmm.
where you aren't spending as much,
right?
You don't want to have the regret, the
right,
remorse after you travel.
And there's so many outlets out there that you can I mean, we could put a long list here, but honestly, just, you know, travel on a budget. If you put that in Google, there's tons of things that come out where you can still have a fantastic time.
Yes.
And save, you know, not like break the bank.
Yeah. And if you want, DM us and we'll send you our travel budget. Cause it's just,
yeah,
it's easy to follow and you just kind of what works for you.
Exactly.
You alter it, right.
Yeah.
And, I think that's something that sometimes we forget. We're so excited in the hype of traveling that we're
mm-hmm.
like, well, this is something I'll keep inclusive for the next time I travel.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, send us a DM. Where can they find us?
Follow us on Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, the Savvy Trailer as well on IG and other platforms. And then also come out May 23rd. We're going to be doing this live event. So you can come and see the actual trailer, what we're talking about. It's never done before. So we're excited to be doing some new podcast history. And you can kind of get a feel of what, you know, we're talking about and be part of a live audience episode.
Yeah. And we'll put some more information on social. So stay tuned for that. But thanks for being here today. And we will talk to you very soon, or see you on May 23rd.
See you and happy travels.
Thank you. And please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.